We're now going to have our first Bible reading, so do pick up the Bibles from the back of the chairs. We're in Matthew's Gospel on page 974, Matthew chapter 2. Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." And he rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son."
Well, Jenny, thank you for reading for us, and a Merry Christmas to one and all. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Excellent, excellent. Now, who here is planning a Christmas journey, or perhaps you've come on a Christmas journey? Anyone here planning on traveling or who has traveled more than 2 hours? More than 2 hours. Some more than 2 hours. Okay, anyone more than 5 hours? More than 5 hours. And it's impressive. More than 8 hours. Well, my nieces have come from America. Excellent. Well done. Just watch out this chocolate. If you're allergic to it, don't eat it. Ready? Ready? Don't get hit by it. There we go. Good catch. Oh, no. Okay. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Well, as we turn back to our true Bible story this morning, I hope you can see it there, Matthew 2, we're reminded Jesus and his family go on a journey. But they go on a journey not to see family and friends. No, they go to flee for their lives. A few weeks ago, Stephen mentioned the song Driving Home for Christmas. If you don't know it, it goes a little bit like this.
Christmas. Oh, I can't wait to see those faces.
But just look down to the true Bible story, and can you see this family? They're not driving home, are they? They're fleeing from home to a different country, to Egypt. Perhaps we need a reminder about what's happened so far. Matthew, who's writing, he starts his account with a family tree. Here's the family tree, a little like that. Jesus is the long-awaited king who will rescue God's people. In fact, he's Emmanuel, God with us. Joseph, he responds rightly by trusting God and not ditching Mary. The wise men, they respond rightly by journeying miles and miles and miles to come to worship Jesus. But Herod the puppet king, well, he's got other plans. He wants to get rid of Jesus. And so we come to our passage today. And the first thing we see is the identity of God's Son. Jesus is the suffering Son. Can we say that Jesus is the suffering Son? He came to be opposed. Just listen to verse 13 again. You might want to follow along. Now, when they, the wise men, had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." So we need a Joseph. Have we got a Joseph somewhere about? A Joseph. Oh, excellent. Obviously, everyone wore dressing gowns in the first century. There we go. There's a Joseph. Joseph, you put that on, and you can. You're asleep, aren't you? So, Joseph, and we'll need an angel of the Lord. Angel of the Lord. They didn't look like children. I think they look more like adults. There we go. Brilliant. You can wrap yourself. Angels, bright, shining white. So you need to be asleep, Joseph. You need to be asleep. It's a tough life. There we go. You're fast asleep. Joseph, fast asleep. And then whilst he's asleep, see, in a dream, oh, we need a Herod as well, actually. Let's have a Herod. Caleb, you can be a Herod. You look seem to be menacing. Herod in the background. Herod, there we go. So we've got Joseph asleep. You're doing well. We've got an angel of the Lord. We've got a Herod. You need to look like you want to murder the Son of God. Okay. We've got Herod. Okay. And in a dream, the angel tells Joseph to urgently get out. You're going to point the way. Urgently. There we go. Well, okay. Brilliant. Are you looking angry? Murder. That's good. Well done. Okay. Brilliant. Well done. Well done, actors. Thank you. Well done. You've done. We'll get Joseph and Herod back again in a moment.
Can I keep this on?
You can keep it on. It looks. You see, Jesus is the suffering Son. Now, can anyone tell me what this flag is? You may recognize this flag. There we go. Do you know what that flag is? Yes. It is Ukraine. Well done. Don't get hit in the face. There we go. We all know now, don't we? It's the Ukrainian flag. And all over the news have been stories of people, of families, running for their lives. What we might not know, though, is Jesus. Jesus is the refugee king. His family had to run for their lives. Now, just to help us see quite how awful, quite how terrible it was, we're going to play a quick quiz. So you've got to decide with those sitting near you what is the most and least frightening. So we can click on again. There we go. Okay, most and least frightening. So we've got heights, we've got spiders, we've got losing your job and going to the dentist. Okay, so just 30 seconds sitting with the people near you, most to least frightening. Okay. I'm not going to get feedback from everyone. I don't know what order you landed on. Maybe you can debate it later. But I reckon what everyone would find terrifying is having a little child with a target on their back. Knowing the authorities are out to get them. I'm not sure there's much worse. And so it's no surprise, is it? Joseph responds quickly. Just look how quickly Joseph responds. Verse 14 again, we can put it on the screen. He rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed to Egypt and remained there until the death of Herod. So Joseph, let's get you back up again. Why don't you bring Mary with you this time? Mary's going to look very similar to an angel. There we go. Have we got? We've got Jesus as well, who would not have looked quite so white European, I doubt. There we go. We've got Mary. There we go. Okay. And you, it's by night. We're not going to do the lights. Okay. You have got to get out urgently. Can I see terror? Urgently. Run, but don't trip. Oh, wait. Okay. Well done. You can go and exit. Running off to Egypt in the middle of the night as quick as they can. Now, Egypt, that's where they go to. Egypt wasn't too far away, quite a long way, not too far away. And crucially, it's outside of Herod's control. Just as an aside, though, it is really encouraging, isn't it, to see real place names, just reminding us this is real history, how this actually happened. We might have seen pictures like this on the news. Pretty harrowing pictures. It reminds us, being a refugee, having to run and leave your country, it's terrifying and scary. But why do we need to know Jesus' family had to run for safety? Well, here's a question for us. Can anyone think of another time when a different Herod, actually Herod the Great's son, would try and get rid of Jesus? Can anyone think of another time in the Bible when a different Herod would try to get rid of Jesus? When Jesus had grown up a bit? Yes. Well, Herod the Great tried to get rid of Jesus at Christmas, that first Christmas, but another time later in his life, you're going to have another go? At the cross, that's right. Well done. There we go. Excellent. That was a terrible throw, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Just reminds us, doesn't it? He's the suffering son. He came to go all the way to the cross. Jesus is a suffering son. Just a little pointer to the cross. Even as a child, the world wanted to get rid of him. But as a man, he went all the way to the cross. But why? Again, why? Well, there are even more echoes going on. Before we sing our next song, I've just got one more question. Can anyone, this is a taxi one, can anyone think of another time in the Bible when the family of someone called Joseph, who also had dreams, who was also the son of Jacob, had to flee to Egypt to escape death? A lot further back in the Bible. Anyone think of another time in the Bible, someone called Joseph, he had dreams, son of Jacob, had to go to Egypt? Yes. That's right, yes, well done. Back in Genesis, well done. Joseph with his coloured coat, he had to flee to Egypt. Back in Genesis, Joseph's family flee all those years before. And in a moment, we'll think about God, how God rescued them through the Exodus. But before we do that, we're going to sing again. So please stand, you're all in good voice, please stand. And we'll sing, As With Gladness, Men of Old. Now, Christmas is a time when lots of us head home. And most of us like being at home, don't we? Not everyone, but most of us. Some people I know are stuck in hospital right now. They'd love to be at home, but they can't. We long to be home. But even the best home now sometimes lets us down, sometimes disappoints, and it definitely doesn't last forever. We long for a better home, a true home, a perfect home. A lasting home. And so we're reminded why Jesus is the suffering son. And we turn now to the certainty of God's salvation. Jesus is the saving son. He came to bring us home. Now we might have missed it, but Matthew points us back to the Old Testament to explain why all of this is happening. Can you see what he says in verse 15? This was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, out of Egypt I called my son. Now we may well be thinking, well, what is going on here? Why Egypt? Why this Old Testament quote from Hosea? So to clear absolutely everything up, we're going to play a quick game. I know you've been wondering what's behind here. A quick game of ho, 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 Hosea. There we go. Excellent, excellent. Okay, in other words, it is pin the tinsel tail on the Old Testament timeline. Just what you weren't expecting. Okay, is anyone going to volunteer to come and help me work out when they think, don't worry, I'll give you a helping hand, when they think Hosea might be, come on. Okay, shall I give you a little help? It's just before the exile. Do you want to try and pin this on? Okay, come left a bit, this way a bit. Yeah, about there. Left a bit. This way. Oh, just there? How did you know? Well, okay, I think you are getting plenty of... You sat in the right place today. Well done. There we go. Brilliant. Excellent. So Hosea is writing. Do we have it on the screen again? I'm not sure. I think we lost it there. Matthew is quoting from Hosea, who is writing hundreds of years before, over 700 years before. And Hosea, the book of Hosea, is all about God's intention never to give up on his rebellious people. God's intention never to give up on his rebellious people. So I think actually Rick Astley sums up the message of Hosea quite well. Here we can see, can we play it? Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down. Excellent. Well, there we go. Hosea, God's intention never to give up on his rebellious people. You see, again and again in the Bible, God's people go to Egypt when things get bad. And God has to bring his people out of Egypt and rescue them. We've got that ahead of time. So Hosea, this is what Hosea is looking forward to. We can go back to that. There we go. We had a sneak peek. Go back. Can we go back? Are we able to go backwards? I'm not sure we can. There we go. Hosea is looking forward. There we go. Exodus, the sequel. Bigger and better than ever before. Hosea, he looks back. There we go. He looks back to the Exodus, to God's rescue, the plagues, the Passover, passing through the water. And he says God is going to do something very similar again in the future. God's king would lead God's people home in a new and better Exodus. Now, just to help us see what's going on, you're going to struggle to see it. Can anyone see what this is? What's that? It is a magnifying glass, that just reminds us all of God's promises in the Bible, all of God's promises concentrate down, focus down on one person, on one individual. God's people in the Old Testament, they're described like a son, and it's pointing forward to Jesus, the true, the perfect son, who does what God's people never could. He's the saving son. And because he fulfills the promises, we can be confident, we can be certain of his identity. And now, hands up, this is going to be interesting, hands up here if anyone is in exile. I was wondering if there are some people who've had to leave their home country. Anyone here in exile had to leave their home country? Some people, very sadly, have to leave their home country. And the Bible says, actually, all of us are in exile. Not physically, not in Egypt, but we've all been cut off from God. We're in slavery to sin. We've rejected God's good rule, and so we deserve to be exiled, to be cut off from God. But Jesus came to take God's anger at our rebellion. He's the saving son, and he saves by suffering in our place. So we're going to see if this works. I'm going to imagine that this is a wall. Let's have our Christmas party scene. Can we have a Christmas party scene? That's a cue for my children to come up here. There we go. Christmas party scene. And obviously you need some crackers. There we go. Let's have the party that side. All of you go that side. Have to have some crackers for a party. Okay. Parting away. This is going to stretch your imagination quite some. Okay, there we go. They are parting away. It is the best Christmas family party ever. But actually, just imagine you are thrown out. Kayla, that's going to be you. You're thrown out. Well, no. Gently. You're thrown out. You come here. Come around here. We should have practiced this before. Come around here. Okay, you're thrown outside. You're thrown outside for being horrible and hateful and terrible. You've tried to trash the party. You've been ungrateful. And so you're exiled. You're thrown out. Do you know, the Christmas story is all about how Jesus came outside. Jesus came towards pain and suffering. He came into his world. He identifies with his people, but he never sins. And actually, he suffers not only with us, he suffers for us. So actually, if we trust in Jesus, you can get back into the best family party ever that way. Well done. I think that's probably stretched the limits of your acting skills. Well done, boys. You can grab a seat. Let's put this back. There we go. Nothing broke. Excellent. Great. Jesus left his home so he might bring us home, to be with him in heaven forever. Do you remember, Jesus is the suffering son. He was opposed so he could bring us home. He saves us through his suffering. So as we close this Christmas morning, let's not forget Jesus is God's King. He is God's true suffering Son. He is the one who saves us. So the question we're left with is, will we follow him for rescue? Will we trust in him? Let me close in a short prayer. Father God, thank you so much for Jesus. Thank you that he is the suffering Son who came to be opposed and that he went all the way to the cross for us. And thank you that means he is the saving Son. He came to rescue your people, to bring us home. Please help each one of us trust in Jesus this Christmas and follow him wholeheartedly. In his name and for your glory we pray. Amen.